All right. So continuing our discussions of Kavavon, I'm not sure what we'll do next week. But the discussion of Lechem Mishnah. So the Gemara starts with the Gemara. We'll hit a bunch of different topics like we always do. Try and hit as many topics, related topics as possible. Try and share as much information as possible. All right, so the source for the requirement of Lechem Mishnah comes from the Gemara in Shabbos. It's also found in the Gemara in Brachos. Amar Rabbi Abba. Source number one, B'Shabbos chayev adam livtzoa al shtei kikaros. A person is chayev to break bread over two rolls. Tichsiv, because it says lechem mishnah, which means a double portion that they would get by the mon. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Chazina leilu rabkana denaka tarti ubatzachada. I saw that Ravashi took two rolls, but he only cut one of them. Amar, lichtu, ksiv, so it says lichtu. Rabbi Zeira hava batzah kulishirus, and Rabbi Zeira did something. And the Rishonim will discuss what exactly it means. Batza akula shiris. But either way, the source for the mitzvah of lechem mishnah comes from the man and this gemara in Shabbos when it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's pretty clear from this gemara. And source number two, Shulchan Aruch says botzeya al shtei kikaros. You need to be botzeya on two rolls, and then the parentheses is the addition of the Rama shleimos. They have to be whole. Sheochei shtein biyado. You hold the two of them in your hand. Ubotzeya hatachtona. And you cut the bottom one. Rama adds more, but davka b'leilei Shabbos, that's only at night that you would do the bottom one. Aval b'yoma Shabbos, on the day, oh, b'leilei Yom Tov, or Yom Tov night, b'otzei ahal yona, then you should cut the top one. V'hatamu al derech ha-kabbalah, so we don't really understand why, but there's a Kabbalistic reason why at night you would do the top challah, and during the day you would do the bottom challah. But we see that the Rama adds the word shleimos. We don't find it in the Gemara at all, and we don't find it in the Mechaber at all, but the Ramah does add this Chiyuv of Shleimos, and then once the Ramah adds it, so it becomes a very big deal, and we always try our best to make sure that we have Kikaros Shleimos.
Is that different?
I don't know if they... I don't know. I wonder if they would then say it's not as much of a requirement since the Ramah is the one that came up with this. It's a good question. Yeah. Here. Mine, and then when I need it, I'll. The Meshev Davar, the Netziv, is the one who takes the most lenient approach to this concept. In source number three, he says, "Achein nira la'anias daiti." It's two sheets. I apologize. Next week I'll over. Last week I made 10. This week I made 5. Next week I'll just have Aaron decide how many to make. So that it's really dependent on how does the bread come to us. Im b'halachem lefanenu shalem, if it comes to you whole, or afilu parus, or even cut, im nifras v'nikdan mikamosa, if it's become less than it was, mikri chaser, then it's called missing. Af al gavdi mitchila hayabal lefanenu lechem katan kazeh, hayakar lechem shapri. Even though if the bread would have been small in the first place, if that's how it came to you, then it would be called lechem. Aval kevan shenipras, but once it's broken, lo mikri lechem, then it's no longer called lechem for our purposes. Avalim ba parasel fanenu, if it comes cut in front of you, v'lo nishtana mikamo shahaya, and it hasn't changed from what you've seen, then mikri lechem shapir, then it's called actual bread. Hachinami, ba lefanenu b'shal shirotza lecho lechem shalim. If it comes in front of you, you want to eat a whole bread. But who you present l'shnayim, and you want to break it into two, Eino lechem mishnah. That doesn't work. Dibki agavna eino mikri lechem tekvar chaser lachmo, because now it's missing from its original state when it got to you. Ulhachi shapir kasav haramad ulchatchil leyira sheyelo al suda shlishis lechem echad shalim. Lo mahani yifros l'shnayim kevin shebalafaneinu shalim im yifros lo mahani midi techaser mikri. Avlim balafanav paras mikri shapir lechem. So the Meshev Davar comes up with this tremendous chiddush that how do we define shalim? Shalim is defined as to when it came to you. So, if it comes to you, even if it comes to you as a sliced bread, that already counts as shalim. But if you got it as a roll and you want to break it into two, so that won't work. So the Minchas Yitzchak comes off of this and says, therefore, if you only have one roll, so what should you do in order to get Lechem Mishnah? So he says, you should leave the room, or give it to someone else, have them cut it into two, and then bring it to you, and now you'll be able to fulfill this Meshev Davar. So it's quite the Chiddush, but this is what many rely on if you're really stuck. So you, if you realize that you don't have Lechem Mishnah in front of you, you only have one roll left, so you shouldn't break it into two pieces in order to be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah, but you could have someone else do it elsewhere if you're really stuck. the Aruch HaShulchan points this out, that it's because it's really the concept of Shlemus is only really an extra hitter. In source number 4, he says, the Gabi Lecha Mishnah, the Shalem Einam Afurish B'Torah. Doesn't say in the Torah, Shtei Kikaros Shlemos. It's just as Lecha Mishnah. The Gam Prusa Mikri Lechem. So even a piece could be called Lechem Mishnah, a double portion of Lechem. Avlim Chaser Mamish, At Ma'ar Eino Shalem. If it's really missing something, so then he says, it's better. Then that's not called shalim. Yesh mi sherot zelomar de bechisaron kashir chala leislam ba kamo be'er. Some say if you're only missing 148 ishir chala, then it would be fine. Just will be fine by eruv chaseros. Vein zed dimyon. He says it's not a good parallel. The b'shem atam mishum eva ayin sham. So there, it's for a different reason because we don't want there to be machlokas within the community. Avolomikri shalim miu imein lo shalimim klal yigach shnei prusos. The alkopanim lechem mishnahu elish eno derech kabod. I apologize. I ran out of Arba Kolos. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, the whole reason for Shleimim is only Derech Kavod. That's what Elish Eino Derech Kavod. The reason to have Shleimim is just for Kavod purposes. So is it really such a big deal to have Shleimim? Not necessarily. So if you're stuck and you don't have it, you could still fulfill this mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah with Prusos. After all, we don't really know where the Ramah came up with it in the first place. So what if people came up with this great idea as well, that if we're saying that, what is it, so what is the definition of shalim? So we have this meshiv davaraz, this great chiddush, that two pieces is still called shalim as long as it came to you that way. And then others want to say, when is it called shalim? As long as it doesn't look like it's missing something, it's still called shalim. As long as it looks whole, then it's going to be fine. So this is important for us, for example, if you go to the bakery and go to buy the rolls, so a lot of times, I don't know if they bake it attached, or it just ends up attached because it's so hot when they put it out in the boxes, but a lot of times those rolls are going to be attached. So when you detach it, do you have to be super careful to make sure that you're not breaking off from one roll to the other? So as long as it doesn't look like it's missing, so then it would still be considered shalim. And if you're at a table, you're not at your home table, but you're at a Sheva Brachos or something, and everyone has their own rolls. You're in Yeshiva, and everyone has their own rolls. So, and there's only two rolls, and then another guy comes in. So you want to save a roll for him to be able to use Lechem Mishnah, so could you take off possibly a tiny piece? And then you'll fulfill Lechem Mishnah by eating that tiny piece, and it'll still be called Shalim for his purposes. So all things that people try and come up with, because we want to try and get this hitter of Shalim, but we have to realize that it's only a hitter. So you shouldn't go crazy over it if we can't do it, and we always have this Meshiv Dover to rely on. So that's in terms of Shleimos. Next is a discussion about women. Women and their chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah. Oh yeah, sure.
So according to other poskim, the size of the Mishnah cup, is it better to have one shalim or make it in front of yourself?
I think that they would say that you don't really get the Lechem Mishnah, so either way, you don't get Lechem Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah, you don't get the fulfillment of Lechem Mishnah. According, meaning if we want to get this Ramah to say that it's Shalim, so then meaning once you're not, I'll say like this, once you're not going with the Meshav Davar, who says that two pieces count as Lechem Mishnah, right? That two separate pieces count as Lechem Mishnah, so then it doesn't really matter what you're gonna do because you're not gonna get the Hiddur of Shleimos anyway of Lechem Mishnah. So you're saying what's better, to have Lechem Mishnah or to have Shalim? What's the purpose of having a Shalim, just because Shalim roll in general has an adifus to a piece? Meaning that's in terms of Bracha Vamotzi in general, we would say that. So what would they say? I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. I'll look more. Okay. So women. Source number 8. So the Chiddushei Aran in source number 8. Says he brings two reasons for why women should be chayavos in Lechem Mishnah. He says the kasher benu tam the nashim chayavos b'shalosh sudos v'chein nami livtzoa shtei kikaros. Women are chayav in Lechem Mishnah. Why? She'af ein hayu b'oso anes b'man, because they were included in the nes of the man, and we know that just like we find af ein hayu b'oso anes by Chanukah and by Megillah, so we would say the same thing would occur over here by man. The Ram says it's not necessary. Ain't sorok. Shabachol ma'isa Shabbos ish ve'isha shavin. Kid yalfina mizachar v'shamar. Esher yashno b'shmira yashno b'zechira. V'chlal zeh habikol chiyuvei Shabbos. The Ram says not necessary. The Ram says we don't need afen hayabosa anes. Why don't we need afen hayabosa anes? Because we have a hekesh. We know that in general, why are women chayavos in the mitzvos asay of Shabbos by Kiddush? Because kol sheyeshno b'shamar yeshno b'zachor. Any time that a woman, anyone that's included in the los asays of Shabbos, so then they're going to be included in the asays of Shabbos as well. So just like women are included in the los asays of Shabbos, they'll be included on the asays of Shabbos. The Gemara only says this by Kiddush. The Ran extends it to all the mitzvos asay of Shabbos, such as lecha mishnah and shalosh seudos. So we have two possible reasons why a woman would be chayeves in lechem mishnah, either because of afen hayiboso anes, or because of the kosher yeshno b'shamor, yeshno b'zachor. So it would seem like either way, women are going to be chayavos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. The Mishnah Berurah says that women are chayavos in lechem mishnah. He quotes the reason of the Ran. He quotes the reason of Rabbeinu Tam because of afen hayiboso anes. However, the Ha'elot Lecha Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger, which is not on the sheet because I think it was too long. Shlomo Kluger says that women should not be chayavos. Why does he say women should not be chayavos? So first of all, we have to understand what angle he's coming from. He says, Nishal, I was asked, Lama lo nagu hanashim lahakbit alecha mishnah b'shabbos? Okay, you know, Tosos is always famous for touching up the minhag ha'olam. So he looked around and he saw that women were not makbid on lecha mishnah. So he needs to come up with a reason why. It doesn't seem like he thought that women were pturos from lecha mishnah. It's he sees that women aren't fulfilling this mitzvah, so he wants to know why. So he says, well, the Ran brings the reason of Afen Hayav Oso Anes. He says that it really shouldn't apply Afen Hayav Oso Anes to this case. He says, I understand by the case of Dalet Kosos and Megillah and Ner Chanukah, where the Ikar Mitzvah is Hodah on the Nes. That's when you would apply Afen Hayav Oso Anes. Women were included in the miracle, and therefore they are Chayavos. That's only if the purpose of the Mitzvah is to publicize the Nes. That's when we would say Afen Hayav Oso Anes. But Lechem Mishnah, we're not thanking Hashem for the Nes of the month. It's just a Zecher. The difference between whether the purpose is to be Mefarsem the Nes, there's Hodah involved for the Nes, or it's just a Zecher to the Nes that occurred. So since it's only a Zecher to the Nes that occurred, we wouldn't apply the rule of Afen Hayav Oso Anes. Oh, fine. So we knock it Afen Hayav Oso Anes. But we had a different reason. The other reason given by the Ran for why we apply Lechem Mishnah was because, for women, was because of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachor. So he adds, in a footnote, he says that we see clearly that the Ran, that the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of this Hekesh. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachor. Because he said, Afen Hayav Oso Anes, not Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachor. So since Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of this reasoning of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachor, and the Ran's reasoning of Afen Hayav Oso Anes shouldn't really apply, so therefore we'll say neither reason needs to apply, and therefore women will be pturos from the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Again, the approach that the Halacha Lashon is taking is, Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning of Afen Hayav Oso Anes shouldn't apply because it only applies if it's in order to be Mefarsem the Nes. And the reason of the Ran who says Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachor, clearly Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with that reason. So we'll just say that we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and that reason won't apply either. Neither reason applies, and we're all set. And Rabbi Avadi Yosef goes wild on this. He says, "No ra'os niflesi," in source number 9. "No ra'os niflesi, echirev os lidchos dirve kol gedolei aposkim anal, chedol neviim, shekulam shavim v'ikar adin, she'anashim chayavos v'shalos shudus v'lecha mishnah." Everyone agrees that women are chayavos in lechem mishnah. They might be giving different reasons, but they all agree. So to say, I hold like Rabbeinu Tam that the Ran is wrong, and to say I hold like the Ran that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, so therefore both reasons fall by the wayside, and then you're going to say you're going to be pater from the mitzvah entirely, that's not a valid approach. And he said it's mishum minag nashim v'iro ushar makoma shalom nagu kain. That's the only reason he came on this, was just because he was bothered by the fact that the women don't do it. So he goes on at length to explain why this is an incorrect approach, and obviously women should be chayavos in the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah for either reason. So we have two possible reasons why women be chayavos, the Halef Lechok Shlomo, who tries to knock out both reasons, and Rav Avadi Yosef, who clearly writes that you can't take the approach that he's taking. It's just interesting to note that it's possible to relate these two reasons of Afen Hayav Oso Anes or Kol Sheyeshno B'Shamar Yeshno B'Zachor to whether the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is Doraisa or Dorabana. Because we only find Afhain applying to Mitzvos Derabana. We never find that we apply Afhain to Mitzvos Doraisa. Tosos and Pesachim even says that we only apply it to Mitzvos Derabana, not to Mitzvos Doraisa. So it could be that the Ran that Rabbeinu Tam, who says the reason they're chayavos is because of Avhein, maybe that's because he holds that Lecha Mishnah is Durabanan, whereas maybe the Ran, who employs Kol Sheyashna B'Shamar Yashna B'Zachar, would hold that Lecha Mishnah is possibly Doraisa. Okay, interesting note.
Does everyone agree both? I mean, Rabbeinu Tam put together Shalashudas and
Lecha Mishnah. They go together because they're learned from the same source.
The
only Ha'ara that I've heard from a couple people, like, those two are connected. Lecha Mishnah and Shalashudas are both learned from the same source of the month. And yet, interestingly enough, on Yontif, we're makbid on Lecha Mishnah, but we're not makbid on Shalashudas. So I've heard the Ha'ara from a couple people. I haven't seen an answer that was so satisfying, but it's Ha'ara to be made.
Some people are more lax on Shalashudas.
Right.
Torah or whatever different reasons
right.
You can give.
But Lecha Mishnah,
really
we try to be more
yeah. So maybe it's like two
Okay, fine. So we're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. So when fulfilling the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, and we want to cut the challahs, so how do we go about doing that? So is one, how many challahs is one supposed to cut? So we already saw the Gemara in the first source said that Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kahana would only cut one. He would take two challahs and then he would cut one. But Rabbi Zeira would batza akula sheirusa. So Rashi says batza akula sheirusa means that he would cut a big piece. That's what he would do. So Rav Kahana would cut one challah, and Rav Ashi and Rabbi Zeira would cut a big piece from that one challah. However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba, apologize again for those of you that have the Mar Makamos in source number 10, the Rashba says differently. He says, Batza akula sheirusa, perish Rashi, chaticha gedola, sheish badai lakula sheirusa. Rashi says it means a big piece. V'chein perish gam bebrachos. V'einu mechuvar be'einai. Dai einu inyan shmuaseinu. It doesn't make sense to me. We're not talking about how big the piece is. That's a different halacha. The more, the bigger piece you cut, the better it is. It looks nicer when you give a large piece to someone. And yet the Gemara continues on. The Gemara continues on and calls Rabbi Zeira, someone who looks like he's just eating too much. So, but he's actually doing it for a good reason. What does Rashba say? It means that he would cut a big piece, he would cut all the challahs. Mishum de kamrina de nakatarti ubatza chada kamar hacha derbizera batza akuluki karos demanchi kamei vaynu de kamar de mechsi krefsanusa. What does the Rashba say happens? Rav Kahana says I will cut one challah, and Rizera comes along and says, no, you can't just cut one challah. You have to cut both challahs. It's a definition of betzias hapas, the definition of fulfilling this mitzvah of challah, of eating lechem on Shabbos. But by definition requires that you cut both challahs, and therefore it would be true on Yontif as well. So this is what the Rashba says, that you would cut both challahs. And when it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says in source number 2, he said that you would cut the top one, right? So the Mechaber clearly says that you only cut one of them. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down differently. The Mishnah Berurah says, he brings from the Shlah and the Vilna Gaon, that one should be makbid to cut both challahs. And that's what the Maaseh Rav in source number 5 says. Ubotzeya al shtei challos shlemos, dainu choteich shteyen biyachad. You're supposed to cut both of the challahs. So we have the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, on one hand, saying you should cut one challah. And we have the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Gra and the Shla, who go along with the Rashba, and say you should cut two challahs. That's the definition of cutting the challahs. And it would appear that just like some say that, just like we find the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira, that we follow Rabbi Zeira's Chumra by Hilchos Nida, and that's what all of Hilchos Nida is based on. So maybe that's the way the Gra took it, and the Rashba, that we want to take on this Chumra of Rabbi Zeira as well, to cut two challahs instead of one challah. But it's not only that. There's another reason to cut two challahs. Another reason to cut two challahs is because of in order to have 12 challahs, Zecher the Lechem Hapanim. The Zohar writes that there are 12 loaves on Shabbos, Zecher the Lechem Hapanim. We say this in Askenu Sudasa, for those of you that say Askenu Sudasa. I don't know usually what the words mean, but I saw this quoted. Shchinta Tidater Bishis Nahami Lesatar. Somehow that means 12 challahs, 6 pairs of loaves, which equals 12 challahs. So apparently some Hasidim have the practice of actually having 12 challahs on the table. But the Vilna Gaon said that what the Zohar really means is to follow Zera's opinion in cutting both challahs. You have two challahs Friday night, two challahs at Shabbos day, and two challahs at Shalosh Shabbos. If you cut all the challahs, you end up with Zechar to the 12 loaves of the Lechem Hapanim. So it's another reason to cut both challahs.
Means you're cutting each one in half.
You cut, that's what you do. You cut both challahs like that, yeah. Oh, you're saying
so
you would end up having to cut it in half, not just like one piece
before.
Off. That's, yeah, it's very good, right? Might not be half. But that's why also the Vilna Gaon says, some say that this is why that this is where the minhag comes from, that we have rectangular challahs on Shabbos. They're loaves on Shabbos, but on Rosh Hashanah we would have round challahs. So on Rosh Hashanah there's no zecher lechem apanim. On Yom Tov there's no zecher lechem apanim. And I think I remember that Sukkot's time also they had round challahs in the bakery. I don't know that it's done in America, but I'm pretty sure I saw. So because by Yom Tov there's no requirement for having loaves. Loaves is dafka for Shabbos, zecher lechem apanim, which again would be why we would cut both challahs in order to get to the 12. I once asked Rosh Shechter, what about Rosh Hashanah that falls out, I was eating there one time, Rosh Hashanah, I asked him, what about Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? So should you use round challahs or rectangular challahs? Obviously, he said, good question, we have to see what the minhag is, but I don't know that everyone takes it so seriously, but chora, you should have loaves for Shabbos, you know, and then have round on the second day of Rosh Hashanah when it's not Shabbos. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm assuming that the Roman halakha here is that, yeah, Shlemus.
Yes.
Meaning, so if there are two loaves, cutting them would mean that one's not going to be shown for another meal.
Right.
Not
right. 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 Yeah. No, so that's why I took on certain things from Shechter. Why certain things and some not, I'm not sure. But this is one thing that we always took on. So we always have six challahs so that we could cut all the challahs. It's not such a big deal to go out and buy some rolls if that's what you're stuck with. But if we were stuck, we probably just wouldn't cut all the challahs so that we could have Shlemos. Just a nice thing. But again,
so
I'm Yontif.
You have 12 based on cutting six.
You cut the six and a half, yeah.
And then continue to cut them?
Yeah, when you need the meaning.
At what point do you cut them in half to make the 12?
Theoretically, your first cut, that's what you do. Your first cut, so then you get 12. And then you cut it up to give it out to everyone. Straight through. Yeah. Oh, you're saying if you don't actually end up with 12 at the same time. It's 12 over the whole shop.
No,
you get four Friday night, four Shabbos day, four Shabbos
with four halves, not with, you're saying...
He's saying it's a zecher, that's
zecher,
like it's just a zecher to it.
Both in half.
That
so
counts as a loaf. Each
counts.
One counts as a loaf, yeah.
And the shape of the...
It's because that's the lechem
apanim.
Was yeah, it was loaf-shaped, yes.
You have to cut them together, or you can do it separately?
So, from what I understand, the minhag of people who are mekayim this is to cut both at the same time, because otherwise I'm not sure how you would fulfill it, but I don't know, could be that someone would say otherwise, but everyone that I saw said that they would cut both at the same time. Truth is, once you're doing that, so then you don't really have what the Shulchan Aruch says of cutting, you know, the more by night cutting the bottom one and by day cutting the top one. So clearly the Shulchan Aruch wasn't going like this. There are some people who I think I heard Rav Nissen Kaplan say he makes the bracha and then he flips it over because he wants to cut the bottom one first to be Makai in this Halfi Kabbalah. He wants to do both, cut both challahs at the same time and to the bottom one first. And they discuss whether there's a problem of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzos to cut the bottom one, so flips it over. I don't know. Alright, so once you're cutting the challahs, so now how do you go about cutting the challahs and not having an issue of a hefsek? Is it a hefsek to cut up all the challahs? You want to give out all the challahs that you want to cut up the pieces, give out to everyone. So is that considered a hefsek? So the Ramah clearly says that it's not. The Ramah in source number 6, no, let's see which one it is. Ramah in. In source number 6. Ein amasubim rasha'im lita machi yitam abotzeya, abo mutar lasay so kolechet chalkol kodam sho'ochalhu, vehem yamtinu ache yochalhu. You could cut up the challahs and then give out to everyone if you want, and then take your bite. That's what the Ramah says. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who says that it's not okay. Why? Because the halacha is that they're not allowed to eat their challah until you eat your challah. Why is that the case? The reason is because they need you to fulfill their lechem mishnah. So if everyone had their own Lecha Mishnah in front of them, or it wasn't Shabbos, and you weren't trying to be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah. So everyone just has their roles in front of them, or and you want to make, or even if they don't have their own role in front of them, if they don't need your bread, they don't need your Lecha Mishnah, so then they would be able to eat before you. But if they're reliant on you, the same way that by Kiddush, if they need your Kiddush, they don't have their own wine in front of you, so too by the Lecha Mishnah. If they need you to fulfill the Lecha Mishnah, they can't eat until you eat. So if you're going to give out challah to everyone, they're all going to be standing there, sitting there waiting, looking at you, waiting for you to eat, and then you'll take your bite and then you'll eat. So really the Taz says it's better for you to cut a piece, take your bite, and then finish cutting the rest. And now, oh, it's a hefsek for all of those people that they're waiting. Okay, there's not much you can do. So that's like we saw by Kiddush Makom Suda, that if it's Tzarchei Suda, it's going to be okay. So then you're allowed to do that. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, that you should really wait. You should really take your bite first and then cut the rest. The Arizal points out that you're supposed to cut for your wife right after cut for you. Not because it's a nice thing to do, even though it is a nice thing to do, but al pi kabbalah, there's something about you taking a piece and then her taking a piece that somehow creates a yichud of your neshamas. Not really familiar with it, but that's what the Zohar says, that you should cut for you, then cut for your wife, give it to her, and then cut for everyone else. So I remember when I was in yeshiva, we used to eat at someone's house pretty often, and there was always a machlokes between the father and the son. If there was an issue of eim avir and ala mitzvos, the wife was sitting at the other end of the table, so the husband would cut for himself, he would take his bite, and then he would cut and he would want to give it to the wife. So he would want to give it to his son, he would want to be the one to give it to his wife. And the father thought, no, it's a problem of avir and ala mitzvos. If I give you the challah, and then you go and give it to her, so then you're passing over your opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's why he would dafka get up and walk over to give it to his wife, maybe also to do something nice for his wife. He wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, but he would dafka do that. But Rav Nevinsol writes that it's not an issue of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs to pass to someone else. It's all one big mitzvah. You're all part of the same mitzvah, he says. So it's not really an issue of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs to do that.
What's wrong with just cutting the whole thing up and then taking your piece?
That's what he said. It really, it's not a... The Ramah says you can do that, but the Mishnah Berurah says since no one else... I guess if you take your bite and then pass it out, then yeah, then it'll be fine. Also, you wouldn't have that problem of the Taz.
Well, it doesn't go there is no, that's the issue.
Well then, unless, and give to your wife first, and then give out to everyone else. Yeah, yeah. Some people, you know, some people have a hard time with this and say, well, how could it not be a hefsek? When I have the opportunity to take my bite now, I made a hamotzi, right? I made a bracha. We always try and eat right away. So now we're going to wait to cut it up, but it would seem like if they're reliant on you, so then it's the Ramah definitely says it's okay to do it. Okay, so we have shleimos, and we have women, and we have how many challahs to cut, and we have how to go about cutting the challah, is it a hefsek or not. So the next discussion really goes backwards into when should the challahs be brought to the table. This is something that was always near and dear to my heart, because I often have something I started doing, and then whenever we would have a certain guest over, they would always make a big deal about the fact that the challah wasn't on the table, so I always explain this one over and over and over again. So it was something that I wanted to discuss here also. So, should the challahs be on the table before Kiddush? So the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say, Ein mevi'in es ha-shulchan ela im ken kiddush. You don't bring the table out until you make Kiddush. So first you make Kiddush and then you bring the table out. Obviously we can't do that because, I mean, our tables are heavy and we probably don't have room in the kitchen for our dining room table. So it's not possible to do. So Tosos already points out, in the last of the Marmakomos, Tosos says in the second line, "Va'achshav shulchanos shelano shehim gedolim yoser midai, v'kasha laviyam achar kiddush shelo lahafse kol kach ben kiddush suda." They're too big. It's going to take a long time to get it out there. So anu regilin lifros ma'apu ulekadesh. So that's why we have the challahs out there on the table, and we just cover it before we make kiddush. V'hatam mefurush b'she'iltos. The reason why we cover the challahs. It's for the glory of Shabbos. It's a greater honor of Shabbos if Kiddush is recited first and then the Shabbos food is brought to the table. So we can't do that. We can't bring the whole table out. So instead we cover it, and it's like when you bring... I've never been to a restaurant where we did this, but I've seen it on TV. They bring it out and then they take off the top and you're all excited. So that's basically what it is. So it's like uncover it. And now it's excited that the food is now here for Shabbos, like it wasn't there beforehand. So that's what he says the reason is. the Yesh Mepharsh Zecher Laman. Others say it's not because of Yakar Deshavsa, the glory of Shabbos, it's because of Zecher Laman. Shalohaya Yorei B'Shabbos HaSiyamim Tovim V'hayatal Nomal Lomatav HaMan Bein Taim, as a Zecher to the Man. But we see, Toso says, the reason that we bring out we have the table out with the challahs covered is because really the table shouldn't be there. But the problem is, so what are we going to do? Our table's too heavy to move. So therefore we have the table out here instead. But it would seem that instead of placing the challahs on the table and then hiding them, it would probably make more sense to just not have the challah out there at all. Bring out the table, have the table set, have everything set, have the challahs in the kitchen, make your kiddush, and then bring out the challahs. We're all trying to figure out why we need to cover the challahs. Just don't cover them. Just leave them in the kitchen. And this is what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says, B'shas kiddush al yayin lo yehei alechem al hashulchan. The challah should not be there out on the table. But it would appear that most homes don't follow this. Even though I saw before that Reb Nevin Saul said that you should do this also. They have these questions. Reb Nevin Saul has these question answers in a Sefer on Shabbos, and then the footnotes try and explain the answers that he gives. So the question was about, should you bring the food out to the table, not the challah. Should you bring the food out to the table before Kiddush or after Kiddush? And the answer was, you should make sure to bring out the food, including the challahs, after Kiddush. There's a footnote on challahs that says this Vilna Gaon, because you wouldn't notice it if you were just reading it, but that's where it comes from this Maisa Rav. The Vilna Gaon felt, based on this Gemara, that the challah should be in the kitchen, and then you bring it out afterwards. But most homes seem to follow the traditional custom of placing the challahs on the table before Kiddush, and keeping them covered. So everyone tries to figure out, why is that the case? It's definitely the Minhag HaOlam, to have the challahs on the table for Kiddush. I'll take your question in a second. Let me just give you a couple of reasons for why people say that the challah should be out there during Kiddush. So Reb Chaim Balazhin says, it's because we want to be allowed to move the table after the Shabbos candles have burned out. The Shabbos candles are on the table, so then the table is considered a busis, and you can't move the table anymore. But if you have the challahs on the table already going into Shabbos, so then the table counts as a busis l'davar ha'asar to the candles, and l'davar mutter to the challahs, and that would allow you to move it. So that's why the Minhag HaOlam is to place the challahs on the table before Shabbos begins. Minchas Yitzchak says, it's because the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Gemara, says your table should be set for Shabbos. So how do we define the table set for Shabbos? I might have said, as Rav Nemetzal says, it just means having the table set for Shabbos. Tablecloth is out, maybe you'll put the plates out and the cups out, but the challahs being part of that, is that really necessary? But Minchas Yitzchak says, yes, the table is not considered set unless the challahs are on it. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's because when they used to use small tables, that's what they, you know, then they used to leave it over there. But now with big tables, it's already there, and then you have to have the challahs there. Again, he doesn't say why, he just says you have to have the challahs there. Maybe it's the same thing as a Minchas Yitzchak. Again, Rav Nemetzal says no, you don't have to have the challahs there. When I asked Rav Gedalia Hofberg, you know, how come the Minhag HaOlam, he said, what do you mean? The table's not considered set unless the challahs are on there. He took it for pashut that was the case. But that seems to be where it comes from. We're trying to decide what's more important, not having the challahs there, which would seem to be better, or having the table set. And how do we define what the table set is versus not having the challahs out? Yeah?
I don't know where I saw this, but I think if they're on the table to begin with, and they're covered, so that's more of Zecher Laman.
Even before Shabbos, even before
Kiddush?
Meaning that's, yeah, the reason...
Otherwise you don't...
Well, as we'll see in a moment... the Zecher Laman, you could still fulfill that at the time of Hamotzi by having it covered then. So you might say it's not as Zecher Laman, but so then we're just talking about, you know, trying to see again which one is more important, the Zecher Laman aspect, which we seem to be working backwards, meaning they used to not cover the challahs during Kiddush. The Gemara says that the challahs weren't out there for Kiddush. So then only once we have the challahs out there and we see that we cover it, we're trying to figure out, well, why do we cover it? So Tosa says, quotes a She'otos, it's because of this. And then he gives a different reason because of Zecher Laman. And then we have the tour, according to Yerushalmi, who gives the famous, so not to embarrass the challah, meaning that because you're supposed to make the bracha of Amotzi first and then Kiddush. So if you're making Kiddush first, that's incorrect. But we're all working backwards once we see that the challahs are out. So I guess it's just a question of priorities.
Yeah, considering actually what specifically
makes
the bracha without it covered. Specifically have it uncovered, so it wouldn't work either.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If you're uncovering it, now you can make it
uncovered. Right. So once we have those reasons, Right,
okay, so the story with the rug, right? With like the RCA.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. So we'll finish
okay.
with.
No,
so
reason why I've heard that they're not brought out is because of the drama.
Yes, it's more of a glory. Yes, it's more. That's what Yakar de Shabbos means. It's more a glory of Shabbos. If now you bring out after Kiddush, we now made it into Shabbos. That made it Shabbos. Now we made Kiddush. So now anything that's brought out is going to be part of a Sudas Shabbos. But if it's out there before Kiddush, then it's not noticeable that this is a Sudas, that this food is for the Sudas Shabbos. That's what the Shulta seems to be saying. He only says four words. Kihechi detesi liyakar de Shabbos. So everyone tries to figure out what it means that it's for the glory of Shabbos. But yeah, that seems to be where it comes from. Yeah.
If the covering is because of the Zeichel Amandu, if we're going to go by that cheetah, so wasn't that only done Erev Shabbos anyways? That wasn't done there?
Well, yeah, that's the question of why would it be Zeichel Aman? Yeah, how would Lechem Mishnah work for Zeichel Aman anyway?
Or
said same thing, yeah. No, that would be the question of why are we doing the Zeichel Aman on Shabbos if that happened before Shabbos, yeah? Oh, that's a general question. Yeah.
According to the graph, you actually, this one he had challah cover?
I don't think he might have had the challah covers. It doesn't say. It just says that he wouldn't have it on the table. But it could be he would have the challah cover anyway to fulfill Zecher the man, as we'll see momentarily. So if we have these three reasons for why we're supposed to cover the challah, so there's many, many nafkaminas the Ben Ish Chai also says that because based on Kabbalah, you should have the challah on the table. But he doesn't explain why, or I didn't understand what the Ben Ish Chai was saying, so can't really extend that. But so we have three reasons why one should cover the challah during Kiddush. For Yakar de Shabbos, the glory of Shabbos, the food should be seen that it's for the glory of Shabbos, or because the brachas are being done out of order, or Zeichel Aman. So there's many different nafkaminas which we'll run through with the couple minutes we have left. Could you have a see-through cover? So a see-through cover, it's not going to help you with the brachas being out of order necessarily, and it might not help you with the yakar, the shabsa, of it being considered to be a glory, but maybe since the tal was see-through, zecher laman, so then the plastic cover would help you also. When do you have to keep it covered until? The Mishnah Berurah says, because of zecher laman, it should be covered until after hamotzi. The Shaar Tzion says, according to Prima Gadam, that it's not necessary. But again, it might be based on these reasons. How long should you have it covered for? And some have the minhag to based on this Mishnah Berurah, to keep it covered until you make hamotzi, you put your hands on the challahs, as it says, you're supposed to put your hands on the challahs, under the covering, and then you uncover it afterwards to keep that zeichel aman. So again, even if you wouldn't have the challahs on the table for Kiddush, you would still have the challah cover during hamotzi for this zeichel aman. Does everyone have to cover their challahs? Right, if you're in yeshiva, or you're at an event, a Shabbaton of some sort, and everyone has their own Lecha Mishnah, does everyone have to cover their challahs, or just a Mekadesh? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that everyone should have to cover it, whereas Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says the minhag is not to. But again, it could be based on these reasons as well, because if it's Yakar the Shabbos, then you would, and if it's Zeichel Aman, you would. But if it's because of the order of the brachos, you're not the one making the bracha, you're not the one making Kiddush, so you wouldn't necessarily need to cover the challah. Does all food have to be covered, or does just the challah have to be covered? According to the man, just the challah needs to be covered. According to the brachos order, just the challah needs to be covered. But if it's for the glory of Shabbos, so then all the food should need to be covered. Shalosh Shudas, do you need to cover the challahs at Shalosh Shudas? Aruch HaShulchan says we don't cover the challahs at Shalosh Shudas. And he says the reason is because it's the real reason for covering the challahs is because it's out of the brachas are out of order. But we don't make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas, so therefore there's no reason to. The last nafkamina potentially would be Shabbos Day. Do you have to cover the challahs on Shabbos Day? If it's because of the order of the brachos, yes. Zeich Laman, yes. Where Shlomo Zalman Orbach says the glory of Shabbos does not apply Shabbos Day. Why? Because he said it's already, you've already made it Shabbos. So now everything after the Kiddush Friday night is going to be considered to be for Shabbos. So you don't have that reasoning anymore. And therefore he said that you wouldn't have to cover all the food on the table Shabbos day. Because the whole reason you cover everything besides the challah Shabbos day is because of the Yakar de Shabbos. So Shabbos day, there's no need to cover because Yakar de Shabbos doesn't apply. However, Soloveitchik disagreed. Soloveitchik, with stories brought both in Nefesh HaRav and in Pnine HaRav, disagreed and said that it applies Shabbos day as well. Says Ikar Hatam Halachati She'ema Nichem Es Achalos She'al Ashulchan Magulos B'Shasa Kiddush Uki Hechi De Tesi Sudasa Biyakra, the Shatza. Lefiza, Amar Rabbeinu, Shenachal Mahachmir, Bazel, Agabe, Kolam Achalim, all the food should be covered. Va'af Besu, the Shnia, Shabbos, Baboker, Gamkein, even by day, you should be makbid. Afshish makom la dunu list topic bazei. You know there might be room to say that it might not apply. Mikom makom min anachon lahachmir af bazei. The kamosh asr lechol kodem kiddush, just like you can't eat before kiddush. Kamokain asr afilu lahaskel as asuda kodem kiddush. You can't start the suda before kiddush. Vahanachas ochlan al shulchan hihi haskel as asuda. Putting the food on the table is considered starting the suda, and therefore he was very upset when it happened. They used to try and get him to come to the RCA conventions, and he would always say, no, I don't want to come. And then one time he came in and to the room, and he saw that all the food was out on the table, and he was very upset that the food was out, and he started to yell. That's what he says. Hizchel Rabbeinu Litzok Shedaber Zehu Neged Hadin, because all the food should be covered, came out after Kiddush, and he told all the waiters that they have to take all the food out and bring it back in. And he turned to the Rabbanim, and he said, this is why I never want to come to these RCA conventions ever anyway. So we see that because of this, Yakar Deshatza definitely applies. So we see that this would be another potential nafkamina. So a lot of different things related to Mechem Mishnah that we discussed. Do they have to be shalem, the real heter of the Meshav Davar? Does it apply to women, the collector's item of the Ha'alef Lecha Shlomo? Do you have to cut both challahs? Different opinions about that. And getting to the 12 challahs of Ilechem Apanim, is it a hefsek to cut the challah after making the bracha? The Ramah would clearly say no. Mishnah Berurah, there's more room to be machmir. Should the challahs be out on the table for Kiddush? The Gra would say you should leave them, and based on the Tosos and what seemed to be the minhag in the time of the Gemara, but many explain why we have the minhag now to have them out on the table. And finally, many different nafkaminas as to what the reason is that we keep the challahs covered.